Sometimes they tell us about this instability in our generation. Alatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, wrote the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
Gives you the background of the initial problem. It's not fun, but it's not like it's on the Taz, it gives you Psak, and there's a Makhoi Kis between Shach and the Taz and the other day, and gives you Psak Halochen. Except one section, you had to rewrite one section by Dilchis Tamil Torah. Because we wrote in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, it's the whole Dilchis Tamil Torah wasn't written to the look in the Ramah, the Ramah starts from whose father from Talmud, instead of and who's Chayim. So it's national brother of Fatih. It's very strange. So he rewrote the whole Hilchus Talmud from scratch, based on Gemaras. So among other things, he points out that each Jewish man had an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. They didn't tell me about this person, that person, the other person, the other Torah. They don't seem to know Kol HaTorah Kula. So I don't see how they can be considered Gedolei Torah. Kol HaTorah Kula means Torah Shebe'ah Sabe, Torah Shebe'al Peh. You have to know Tanakh. Just to be Mar Sedrin, just to know a lot of Gemaras, but you have to know all of Tanakh is also Torah Shebe'ah Sabe, believe it or not. Unfortunately, it has been neglected a lot. But the Kol HaTorah Kula means, the Gemara says in Saita, it's the highest level of Tanakh Torah. When the person learns, when Sukkish might say, leave it to Hilkisa. He knows how to come to the correct conclusion. You have to read the whole Gemara. He knows what the Maskan is. Not that he knows how to say Svaras. There was one Dom Chochem who used to be strong in Shulchan Aruch when he was already in Yeshiva. So whenever he would learn that Nusuf, that he was no longer able to pass any of the Shalots in that area. Because that's a Hidam Kaysi. So he had so many Svaras floating in his head about the Chos Yantar, he never come to Raskan. Then when he learned Masad the Shabbos, he never come to Raskan of the Shabbos. That's a disaster. The highest level of learning is that you learn the Sufi of the Sufi Shmaitz that we didn't kill us. The goal of Atar is for the person who knows Kala Torah Kula, who knows Torah Shabbat Sarah Torah Shabbat Kula, who knows Halacha and Maisa also, not just to say Svaras. In Europe, they had a big Talmid Chachamim, but every time they would say a Psak Halacha, it wasn't accepted, because it was all Kakai. So they're not Gedolim. God has to know how to speak with Shemaisa, we live in Hilchasa. There was a famous comment from one of the rabbis in Europe, I think they were the Chokhever, and he's a big man before the war. So, the Gemara has an idea in the beginning of Beitzel, the Gemara said, Kurt, the Hatera Odef. Rashi comments, Kurt, Hatera Odef means like this, that there are two ways to present the Machlokes Satanah. So, if you present it one way, you'll be saying, Yechidish, the thing, that time is the thing you'll have it. If you say it in a different way, you'll be saying, Yechidish, the other time, I'll have it. When you're writing initial prices, it's preferable to present in such a way that the bigger finish of the one is Mako, as opposed to saying the bigger finish of the one is Mako. Why is that so? Why is the bigger finish? Why is it more important finish to say Mako? So Rashi explained, any more I can be Mako. You don't know what it is, so you can Mako. In order to be able to be Mako, you have to really go ahead and learn. And she knows the help. That's called that thing. The Gemara says we have to be mechabit amir chachamim because amir chachamim are more important than the Torah itself. So Gemara, why? Because the Torah says that a person who did an amir deserves malchus. It says, "Avoy makenim." Sounds like we give 40 times malchus. Come chachamim and they say that you only give 39 times malchus. So the koyach, the greatness of the chachamim is that they make us that you only give 30 times malchus. Life easier for a Jew. That's what this Chokhmah of the Rebbe would say. Haran HaGolan is a Jew, a big time of who knows how to be better, who knows how to make life easier for Jews. Not that you know how to pile on chumets on top of chumets on top of chumets. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the style lately is everything is with chumets. No one goes with the Iker HaDin anymore. Okay, you want to be machmir, isn't it? But again, that's not the psak for the masses. You have to be able to be makos to the people. The word comments. Gemara in Gittin. Some people study this Gemara and Tishba. The Gemara tells a whole story about Kamsa. About Kamsa, so part of the story was that the had someone send a carbon from the Beis Hamikdash and made a mum on the carbon, and the guy didn't know what to do because they can't be marked on the carbon because it has a mum. And they were afraid that the Goyish governor, I think, is the one who sent the carbon with the mum. They were afraid that the Jew would massacre the Goyish governor and that they weren't marking his carbon. So they should consider him a riot. So they should kill a riot? No, they can't kill a riot because people think that one makes a mum on the carbon is chayvus. So they can't be marked with the carbon, and they can't. You mach ma hine, mach ma her. So he comes to this Alusa, Shalom Tzchare, and Rachut. So he's a big fan. But he's humility, that he doesn't want to take a step. You have to be mach ma this. You can't be mach with the carbon, right? So Sofiq Sakhan Sufash, you have to be mach with the carbon, the guy's going to be furious. Why they didn't want this carbon? And you're afraid that the Jew who said, who told the guy to bring the carbon, you're afraid he's going to massacre the government, that he went back to the carbon. So kill him, he didn't massacre. No, you can't kill him, because people can think, he wants to mach the moon and the carbon, so he said, so that's why it turned out they were makhir the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, that's stupid. I'm so loose, it's higher than Akula. It's too much of an honor, too much humility. He doesn't take a sin on anything, he keeps on being makhir on anything. That's not a mahalach to do. And you have the history books and the biographies, they write, Chaim Moser was a great guy. He died in 1940 or something, a little bit in the Second World War. So his first wife was the granddaughter of Sol Salanki. Sol Salanki, the founder of the Muslim movement, didn't live so long ago. It was pretty recent. His wife, Khamis, his first wife, the granddaughter of Sol Salanki, passed away the day of the birth of her first baby. She had a baby boy, and then the day of the birth she passed away, then he had to remarry, so he married someone else. And the wife later was Rav Chaim, was Ochana Vassar's sister-in-law. They were married to two sisters. So the grandfather, Rabbi Sol Salanki, sent the Mazel Tov when Chaim Moser got engaged to his granddaughter, and he wrote that he wasn't so excited when they told him that Chaim Moser was a great boy, because it was a big bumper. And he felt first we have to find out if he's a mensch or not. So when he heard he's a big mensch, he's a decent human being, he's a very respectful human being, and then he was happy. So he said, he wrote in that letter, he printed the letter, he said, he wrote the letter, and the Chumash it says that the father says, that the Nasati the Ish Hazeh, I gave my daughter over in marriage to this man, first he has to be an Ish, first has to be a mensch. If he's a mensch, then he can discuss if he's a Tavachachim. But the first thing is, you can't say that a person's an honorable level if he's not a decent mensch. There's a famous, funny Sofik in the Chumash on the Chacham Tzvi. It's quoted by the Behetev. They have the dinim of the Birkas HaShachar, Tefillah, Tzitzis. And then they have the dinim when you say Pesukim Zimra. So before Pesukim Zimra, there's a Kaddish over there that has the dinim of saying Kaddish, that you have to have a minyan. You have to have a minyan. The minyan consists of 10 Jewish people. So what if you have a brother? If there is such a thing as a brother. What if you have somebody in the Sefer Kabbalah and they created the Gadol? Like the story goes, they say it's a Golemizer that the Maharam and Prime made a Gadol. Chacham Tzvi writes that they say that my grandfather, I don't know who his grandfather is, his grandfather made a Gadol, that's what the story goes. That's a Shaila, is the Gadol able to be in the Tzar from Tolini? What's the Shaila? The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a comment on the Pasuk, on the Gadol Ben Chavero, if you raise someone else, if you adopt someone else's child, you raise him. So it's considered as if he gave birth to him. So if you create a Gadol, maybe you should consider it as if he gave birth to him. Maybe he's considered Jewish. It's a little funny. What do you mean? If you adopt a non-Jewish baby, he becomes Jewish because you raised him? So that's what I mean. Gadol ben Chaver, Malala Kosti, you know, I adopt a non-Jewish baby, raise him as a Jew, he becomes Jewish automatically. There is no such thing. A funny self. So the Chacham Tzvi has this self. So the Be'etim goes to the self. Person knows Kabbalah, created the Gadol, and he made himself the Gadol to the Nidhi. So the Chazon Ish quotes this Sofik of the Chacham Tzvi, which is quoted by Behavior. So he says it's ridiculous. In order to be Jewish, first you have to be a human being. And he says, the Torah says in Sanhedrin that Rava Bara Gadra, Rava created the Gadol. Rava knew how to mix chemicals. And then he come up with the Gadol. So then he started to carry on conversation. The Gadol couldn't talk, couldn't respond. So Rabbi got upset. as well, can't carry on conversation. So he killed the goat. If it's a Baheni, you have a right to kill a Baheni. You have the right to kill a human being, even if it's not Jewish. So in fact, the Rebbe killed the goat. So you see that he's not a human being. So if he's not a human being, how can he be Jewish? In order to be the Tzar, he has to be Jewish. In order to be Jewish, you have to first be a human being. He's a Nishkin human being, Nishkin Mesh. That's what Masal Savanta wrote in the letter. He wished Masal Tam for Chaim Moshe, got engaged to his granddaughter, so he says he heard that he's a Mesh. That's the most important thing. Not people are looking for Shidduch, and they're looking for the best Bacher in the yeshiva. Sometimes the best Bacher in the yeshiva is Nishkin Mesh. You have to first be a mensch. Then you discuss how great he is in godliness. There's such a comment in connection with the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos and Siyas Kapayim that the din is, even if the Kohen is a Baal Aveira, he can still do it. So the question is, the Rambam quotes this from the Tanakh, but what value is his brachas? The guy is not a Shonen Mitzvah, so what good is it going to give me a brachas? So the Rambam calls him the Tanakh, no, it says it's so much more than so far. Me, I work, but the Baruch gives the Baruch. The Kohen just says the Psukh. The Kohen doesn't have this power to use the Baruch. He recites the Psukh, the Baruch, and the Baruch. The Baruch is going to give the Baruch, but me, I work. So the Mishnah Berurah has a shayla. What if the Kohen is Mechal Shabbos for Pes, you need a Kaakum? So he says, it's a Jehovah Pashim. Mechal Shabbos for Pes, you need a Kaakum. So he can't do it. So some had finance, so much as a true. So Rachel spoke about this. Maybe that didn't have chance to pass the Dina Ka'akman, that's for rumors, Hagavra, maybe it doesn't affect his ability to do. No, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying if he doesn't have it, if he's not a full Yisrael, it can't be a Kohen. In order to be a Kohen, first of all, you have to be a human being. Then you have to be Jewish. Then you have to be from Shem and Levi. And then on top of that, the fourth Madrega, you have to be a Kohen. But if you're missing the first step, Chazal said, if you're not a human being, so you can't be Jewish. If you're not a full Jew, so you can't be, if you're not fully Jewish, you can't be a Kohen, so there's nothing to discuss. You have to have one Madrega after the other. In order to be a Rabban Gadol, you have to know Torah Kula, Torah Shemitzav, Torah Shabbat Ped, and you have to be a mensch. Before you begin everything, you have to be a mensch. The Gemara comments in Sefer Shabbos on the Pasuk that many of us don't say the Yidduch. If you have a lot of parents, you have to put the parents in the base of Oitza. When you go to the store, when you buy groceries, when you buy fruits and vegetables, you have to have a container to hold it. You can't hold everything in your hands. So you have to have a base of Oitza to contain all of that learning that you have. So the Pasuk said, Yiras Hashem to Yiras Tzora. Tam Chochem has to have Yiras Shammai. Tam Chochem is missing in Yiras Shammai. Doesn't have it, even if he's a great good. How can you consider him an honor God? Chazal say the base of Eitzim, the whole Torah, it's supposed to be the Yiras Shammai. And then when Moshe Feinstein passed away, so one of the Maspidim was, and this is an Alpert, who used to be Rebbe in our yeshiva, before he was a Rebbe, and Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva, he didn't clear on Moshe Feinstein from the lower east side, and he was very close to Moshe, he went by him for many years, and he was very close to him. Remember, he was living at his feet. Moshe, I think, was born on Zion Odeh, that's why he gave him the name Moshe, and he died, I think, on Tainus Esther, something like that, maybe before Tainus Esther, maybe before, I guess. So the funeral in New York was on Tainus Esther, so it's over the day or two later. So he said, because he was in the neighborhood of Yitzchak Rav Moshe for so many years, met many different Gedolim who came to meet Rav Moshe, and he happened to be there. So in the Chumash, they list off different women. A Kohen is a Balmum, he's not allowed to be back, or Kavan is a Balmum. So he list off different women. One of the women is Saruah. So Saruah, that's the definition of Saruah. So Rashi and Chumash quotes in the Mishnah is from the Gemara. If a Kohen has the two nostrils are supposed to be sort of similar, or the two eyes are supposed to be approximately the same size, two ears. So if you have two arms, if you have different parts of the body that are supposed to be, what is it called in English?
Symmetrical.
Symmetrical. And they're not symmetrical. One eye is clearly bigger, much bigger than the other. One ear is clearly bigger than the other. One nostril is clearly bigger than the other. That's absolutely. So he said, over the years, he met so many different Talmidei Chachamim. So he said, some of them were very strong on Hashem and Ezekiel. We didn't know Ma'ayim. Some of them knew Arachayim very well. We didn't know Yerudei. Some of them knew Yerudei very well. We didn't know the ABC of Arachayim. Some of them knew Arachayim Yerudei, but they didn't know Kachin. They didn't know Taurus. He said, the only one from all the Rabbanim that we met who grew in all areas of Torah at the same time was his Rebbe Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said, he always viewed the others as Bali Mumen, like Sarua. How come one arm is very long, Noshe Nesikim is very long, and Arachayim is very short, the Yerudei is very long, and the Kachim is very short? He said, the only one from all the Rabbanim that we met who grew in all areas of Torah at the same time was his Rebbe Rav Moshe Feinstein. I thought it was a very interesting comment. Rabbi Twersky spoke a lot about Gaiva. Mishnah Pirkei Avos has a statement on the Mal of the Torah, Hari Hatachsim Tovah Lehatzmacha Ki Nekav Hatzorto. Shouldn't go to a person's head because he knows how to learn very well. So you shouldn't think that he's God's gift to the world, and therefore everyone has to be kareid or shachmat in him. So it's interesting. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wrote his shoes and called Igris Moshe. So this is a Talmud Chacham who wrote a sefer attacking many of the shoes of Moshe Feinstein. It's called Mana Igros. The response to the Igris Moshe. So among the many things that he points out, some of the points that he brings out are very strong. What there is strong kindness against many of the Jews of Moshe Feinstein. Among the things he points out is, who does this man think he is? Such a Balgaiver, Moshe, such a Balgaiver. He has a Gaiver to think that he knows him better than some servant, better than Rabbi Yehuda, better than the Rabbi Gaon. Because a lot of times the Moshe comes to Maspana, and he said, this is not like the Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't agree with some servant. Rav Moshe wasn't really familiar with that stuff. The boys in the yeshiva say, Rav Moshe would think over the topic. He was very sharp. Rav Moshe was very strong. And he would write a tshuva 1, 2, 3, and then he would show it to the mashgiach in his yeshiva, Michal Birnbaum. Michal would tell him that the Rebbe Yehuda says not so, and some son says not so. Rav Moshe would add on another paragraph, but even the Rebbe Yehuda says not so, but the way I said it's correct. He never looked at these up. He had his own way, had to figure out the halacha and the maisa. So then it's the Talmud Chacham who attacked Moshe, writes, what about Gaiva? If it was, he thinks he's bigger than Chassam Sefer, bigger than that. He has a right to disagree. So Moshe was very hurt by this, personally very hurt. And then he said, I don't know if I'm Hegel or Ira. I don't know if I'm entitled to an opinion at all. But the Rabbanim are pressuring me. They want to know my opinion. So, come on, in my opinion, I have an obligation to tell my honest and honest opinion. If it's disagreement with the Shach, with the Taz, a lot of times he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. His opinion is an error. The Shulchan is an error. Nobody holds like Rav Moshe. Not just the Chazon Ish, nobody holds like Rav Moshe. He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He asked, why did you mention, when he wrote the long Shulchan Aruch, that the error of Manhattan, so he said, why did you mention this and this in the Shulchan Aruch? Because he doesn't think that it's given. Moshe had his own opinion about a lot of things. Moshe said, Moshe was extremely humble. I mean, Moshe was ridiculous how humble he was. He didn't be nichna in front of anybody. He was such a humble person. He was unbelievable. He said, I don't know if I'm entitled to an opinion at all on halacha, but the Rabbanim are pressuring me. So I'm obligated to give my hands to do this opinion as to what the halacha is. We believe that the Torah is not, the Torah has a lot of mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, and you have to observe the mitzvahs. They're not just a moshe. They're really mitzvahs. But in addition to the obligation to observe the mitzvahs, we believe that when you put all the type of mitzvahs together, this gives us a picture of what Elokus is all about. Rashi says in the Halosh about this greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was greater than the other Nevi'im. So the Pasuk says, it's Unus Hashem Yavid. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only Navi who can see the image of God. What do you mean? But God doesn't have any image. The Pasuk says in Chumash that on the occasion, I'm passing through the Kiloi Reason called Muna. God doesn't have any Muna. He doesn't have any body. So what do you mean? Unus Hashem Yavid. We get a mistaken impression from the Pasuk that really God has a body. He sees it in his inner sector. Does not anybody come in to see what he looks like? But he permitted Moshe Rabbeinu to come in. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what he looked like. It's ridiculous. He doesn't have any body at all. That imprints like the Pasuk, Monas Hashem Yavid. So the Pashtus perhaps is, based on the letters that Rashi quotes on Pashtus Mishpatim, on the Pasuk that says that one who kills Mishogik has to run away to one of the Orin Bikud. And it says in the Pasuk, he doesn't get the death penalty because it wasn't his fault. It was by accident. So Pasuk reads, it was Ben Hashemayim, it's not his fault. So the Medrash has a kasha, so it's not his fault, so why do you have to run away to the Arabic? It's also a punishment. Rashi quotes a Medrash, commenting on the Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, that says, Kashiryam ha-mashal ha-kadmani, ve-mishayim yetzei yesha. When the Rabbi Shalom wants to ignore his Rosh, the God of the Suicide, the Zaka, the Chayla, the Chayla, the Rabbi Shalom wants to do something good in the world, and he wants a Shriyas and he'll pick a Tzadik, and he should go down the history that he did this wonderful thing. It was Ben Hashamayim they had him do it. But the Rabbi Shalom picks a Tzadik to do the Shriyas and the Chayla. The Rabbi Shalom needs someone to do some dirty work in the world, so he'll pick a Russia. So why did they pick me in Hashemayim that I should kill the guy who's shaking? Must be that I'm not such a tzaddik myself. I myself am a Russian. So that's why the God of Hashemayim, they picked me that I should kill this person who's shaking. So I deserve the Rebbe's bonus for the other Rebbe's at the end of the past. So that's what the Medrash Rashi and the Pasuk of the King and the other Rashi quotes the Medrash commenting on the Pasuk of Sefer Shmuel that says, Kashariyana Hamashon Kadmani, Merishoyim Yetzei Resha. And the evil people emulate all of their things, and these Ben Hashemayim, they pick the Russia, he should be the Shlech to do the bad thing. So, what is that referring to? Kashariyana Hamashon Kadmani, whose Mashal is that? Who's that? Confucius? Who's the Mashal Kadmani? So Rashi quotes the marriage to Kadmani, the Ben Shalom Shaduk Kadmani Shalom, he's the ancient one, capital A. He was there before the world came into existence, he was created the world. So Ben Shalom was there before everything. It wasn't even Mashal Kadmani, so the Chabad Chaim explains, Rashi doesn't explain anymore. But Chaim writes in one of the Svarim. People, a lot of people are afraid to read Svarim by the Chabad Chaim because it's going to talk about Lashon Hara, and we all talk Lashon Hara, so we're afraid to read it. Many of the Svarim of the Chabad Chaim have nothing to do with Lashon Hara. Just has essays, beautiful essays on Jewish thought and Jewish philosophy. And even the books on Lashon Hara, much of the Svarim he writes, when you're obligated to talk Lashon Hara, when you believe to say Lashon Hara, even if they didn't ask you, they believe sometimes the Bam tell you in English. So it's Kedai to read a very pleasant reading. Chabad Chaim has beautiful Svarim. So one of the many Svarim he writes, what's Pshat HaMashal HaKadmai? He says, not only is the Mashal authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is a Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take together all the 613 mitzvahs, this gives you a picture of what the Likus is all about. One of the Jewish philosophers in the Middle Ages wrote an expression of this expression, Ili Yadayti Ha'isit, if I would understand what the Likus is all about, is all about, I would be the Rosh Hashanah. The only one who understands the Likus is the Rosh Hashanah. Human beings can't understand. So the Rosh Hashanah has to give us a Mashal that we should begin to understand the Likus. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in that Shulchan, he wouldn't be able to understand the Mashal either. The Likus is so beyond our Hasar of many other, we wouldn't understand the Mashal either. Her is a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal to get a glimpse of an understanding of what the Likus is all about. So that's why we believe, Rav Soloveitchik has a whole essay about this, published essay on people. We believe that a person who's a Talmid Chacham, a person who's in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's an important person, he fades into insignificance. In the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who are you? You're nobody special. So Rav Soloveitchik had a practice when he would learn, he would be very chutzpah. He would ask Akasha, the Rama doesn't make sense. It's a crazy Rambam. What in the world is he talking about? Yes, the chutzpah. Then the Gemara doesn't make any sense, but he has kashas. You have to have chutzpah. You have to ask chutzpah. With chutzpah, to assume that we have the ability to figure out the answer. But then once he could figure out the answer, he would have to step back. Because he felt as if he was mamish. He just understood something more about Elikus. So when one is in the presence of Elikus, you have to step back, you fade into insignificance. Before you start understanding the things, you have the right to ask for chutzah. But after you understand it, you need to discover something deeper as to the understanding of what Elikus are, because we believe the whole term is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a description of Elikus. So that's why he would always step back after figuring out the pshat. He would step back. There's a famous story about some sofer when he was a child. So he went to bar mitzvah, so he said his home shabbat. His father was a religious balabas, but they said he wasn't that learned. His mother was a famous tzaddik, and people go to doubt by the kever of some sofer's his mother. He was very refractory. But his father was a balabas. So on the occasion of the bat, some sofer was a descendant of the great Amchav, who wrote a sefer on Sefer Yechidim. There's a sefer Kos Yeshuas, and there's a sefer Kosos Yeshuas. Kos Yeshuas is not possible. The Bible is a fech of Kos Yeshuas, so Yeshuas is Nezika. So the Kos Yeshuas and the Kosos Yeshuas are two svarim written on Nezika. So the sefer, as a child, had a shtikl Torah. He sat over at the Torah, and he quoted something from his ancestor, the Kosos Yeshuas, and he shloped it up, and he gave his own child. So his father was a religious Balaban HaChutzpah. The bishop is only 13 years old and he's disagreeing with his grandfather. He's in public, he's slapping in public. How do you have the chutzpah to disagree? So the Rebbe was there, Nas Nadla, with a great guy, famous guy. So the Nas Nadla asked the father, why did you slap the kid? The kid is right and your grandfather is wrong. So he told the kid, he told the son, sir, you better move out of your father's home. You're going to live by your father. Anytime you're going to ask a kasha on the Gemara, the Rosh Hashanah, your father's going to slap you. You have the right to ask kasha. That's the only way to advance and learn. You have to ask kashas with chutzpah, even though the kasha means that you don't understand. Usually it means that you're missing a lot of information. But you have the right to ask kashas with chutzpah. You have the right to have chutzpah to begin. And then after you give the answer, then you have to step back. After you figure out the correct answer, it means that you came closer to understand more about Elikus. So then you have to step back and be humble. So this is what Rav Soloveitchik has. A person should be a great Talmid Chacham, and at the same time be a Bar Gaiva, it cannot be. Because we believe that Torah is not merely a collection of mitzvahs, it is a collection of dinim. The 630 mitzvahs that you really have to observe, not just the metaphors, but in addition to being a collection of dinim, it's also a description of Elikus. It's the Moshel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shul Kadmon Shel Olam. And that's what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was given Tmunas Hashem Yavir. All the other Nevi'im only given Hayuah Ashor. The only one who's given the Din of the Doris was Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason why, I'm so rich, you got several essays on this topic. And the reason why the Rambam missed one of the 13 Yikorei Hamunah, Shazaz HaTer Lossim Machlefes, the laws of the Torah are immutable, is because the laws of the Torah are a description of Elikus, and everything in the world keeps on changing. Modern physics, everything is changing, everything is going back to Tov or Vav, whatever, but everything is changing. The only thing that doesn't change is Elikus, Ani Hashem Lo Shanis, and Atem Ani Akev Lo Chanis, because the Torah doesn't change. But since when you put together all the Dina of Torah, this is the Derech Moshe, this is a description of Elikus, and Elikus, the essence of Elikus doesn't change, so the laws of the Torah cannot change. So if the Talmud Chacham is arrogant, obviously he doesn't understand this, he doesn't believe this, that the Torah is a description of Elikus. If he would realize that, he's in the presence, if he knows so much, he's in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should fade into insignificance. What is he such a knacker about? So that's why this is a type of disaster. A person should be a Talmud Chacham. And at the same time, be a Baal Gaiva, so it cannot be. The Torah was not given yesterday. Maimon Hesed was a long time ago. And a real Talmud Chacham, a real Gadol Baal Torah, has to have a big masor. He cannot just ignore what was worked on for many generations. They have to have masor. Those who were fortunate enough to learn by Rav Soloveitchik, we saw by Rav Soloveitchik, there was a masorah on Hashkofe, there was a masorah on how to learn Gemara, there is Masorah having come from Maskan Halacha. Maisah had Masorah on everything, had Masorah on many, many things. We have to link up with the past. So Rashi used to be fond of quoting the comment that Rashi makes on the Pasuk in Hans Yashir. So Rashi quotes from the Tanayim. The religion doesn't begin from me. The religion begins, we are descendants from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We have a long Masorah. We have to have the Kehilat Avraham. We have to have our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be based on the Masorah. Learning is also the same. Masorah is very important. It's the Rambam. We were talking about the Mitzvot. We talked about the Rambam. The Rambam quotes at the end of the book of Tzvayis Rishon, when several of the Shvatim had already been sent to the Golos, the Gemara says that no longer had Kol Yishrael of the Nehu. The Pasuk says, that's the Pasuk of the Lidri Gur, Kerasi Dra Baris L'Chol Yishrael, and should proclaim Lidri throughout the land and all its inhabitants. What does that mean? L'Chol Yishrael? So the Gemara says, come on, this man should call Yishrael of the Nehu. When all the Jews live in there, it's not any observed the Dinim of Yehovah. But once there was the Golos and some of the Shvatim, so the Dinim of Yehovah no longer were observed. So the Gemara says in the end of Erechim, despite the fact that the mitzvahs of Yehovah were no longer observed, but we still count the Yehovah as a blank year. It's a Machlokes Safanayim. When is Yehovah? Can you say 7, 7, 7, 7 Yehovah? What? Every 7th year is Shemitah. And Yehovah is the first year in the next Shemitah cycle. So the Shemitah cycle following 7, 5, 49 years. The first year is going to be Yehovah, then the 7th year is going to be Shemitah, and you're only going to have 5 years of Abed and Zakam. That's Rabbi Shemitah. And we don't pass like Rabbi. We pass like Nachachana. You don't count 7, 7, 7, 7, the other one. You count 50, 50, 50. And the other one is a blank year. So the 49th year is Shemitah, the 50th year is Yehovah, and then you count again 1 to 50. 49th year is Shemitah. The 50th year is now. So the Gemara says, in the last years of the Vice Regent period, even though the Jews didn't observe the mitzvah of the other, because we were lacking calling the Shalom now, some of the Shalom already been sent to the Golos. Nonetheless, they counted the early year as a blank year. So the Rambam says he thinks this should apply with Manazet. But even though this, hardly any Jews lived in there in some days of the Rambam, nonetheless, you have to count Yom. You don't count 7, 7, 7, 7 Yom, right? You have to count 50, 50, and the 50th year is a black year, and year number 7, 14, 21 is Shemitah. The 50th year should be a blank year to push off the next year. But then the Rambam says the Gemara says not so. Rambam says every 7th year is Shemitah. So he says he gives in to the Gemara. Very often the Rambam disagrees with the Gemara. He writes in his introduction to the Mishnah Torah, he has a right to disagree with the Gemara. But the Gemara were not like Chachman, they didn't have the consensus of all of Klal Yisrael. They gave the Pesukim, so there was such a big galus, there were Jews all over the world. So not everybody follows the Gemara. But here the Rambam says, we follow the Gemara because they lived in Eretz Yisrael, they observed the mitzvahs, they observed Shemitah, and that's the way observing. That's the way they observe. Every 7th year, they didn't count, the other was a blank year. And Masorah is a very crucial point in Pesach Halacha. So the writer disagrees with the Rambam, thinks we should pass on the Rambam. That's why it's already said to the best of his recollection, this is the only place where this Machlokes is the Rambam and the writer. The Rambam says you should not pass on like the Rambam, and the writer is Masih. No, the Rambam is right. You have to pass on like the Rambam. We don't follow them. We follow the Goyim, but every calendar. It says that next year, Tav Shin Hei Beis, Ishtas Hashmit, Hashtifi, Minik HaGonim, because we follow the Goyim on this. That's very important. As I said before, the Torah wasn't given yesterday. Man Hasina was centuries ago, millennia ago. You have a big Masorah. You can't be another bottle if you don't link up to that Masorah. These are some of the things, that's what I left in my heart when people introduce me. This is Anagot, this is Anagot. They don't know Kol HaTorah, they don't know all of Tanakh. Forget about all of them. They don't know all of Tanakh. They probably can tell you the names of the Sefer HaTanakh, but they can't tell you what it says in the Sefer HaTanakh. They don't even know all of Tilim. Forget about it. They don't know all of Tilim. They don't know how to pronounce the words in Tilim. Sometimes they say Tilim in public. They have these big events. They say they're mispronouncing the words. That's another God. It's such a joke. They have to know how to read Hebrew to be a good God. You have to have Nidus Tavis. You have to be a mensch. You have to be a Yirei Shamayim. You have to be a Nono. You have to have all of these malas. I haven't seen so many, but okay. Enough with the